Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my pleasure to welcome the four exciting personalities who this week are going to play Just a Minute. And we welcome three of our regular players of the game, Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones, and Paul Merton, and we welcome, playing it for the first time, Richard Morton. Would you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Jane Stevens, who's going to keep the score, and she'll also blow a whistle when 60 seconds are up. And as always, I ask our four competitors to speak on the subject that I give them, and they try and do that, of course, without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject on the card in front of me. And let us begin the show this week with Peter Jones. Peter, the subject is custard pie humour. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Well, it's never appealed to me terribly, partly because it's not often realistic. The custard isn't genuine, it seems to me. It's often white, and it's shaving cream. In fact, I know that from experience because I've actually had to throw one in a television show. Usually, they fake it, of course.
Derek, you challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes. Derek, you've got him with the correct challenge. You get a point for that, of course, and there are 41 seconds left for custard pie humour starting now.
Custard pie humour rarely came into vogue, I suppose, during the silent movies with Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin. You think of
Paul Merton has challenged.
What's the matter?
Deviation. Buster Keaton never used custard pies.
You're quite right. Buster Keaton didn't. No, no. It was more Chaplin.
Era, I said. Era, if you've been listening.
I was listening, and so were the audience, and so was Paul Merton, and I agree with Paul's challenge. So, Paul, 35 seconds on custard pie humour, starting now.
It is certainly true to say that within the silent screen era, there were very few examples of custard pies. Perhaps the most famous one was The Battle of the Century, a short film made by Laurel and Hardy in 1927 that took the concept of custard pie throwing to its ultimate ridiculous level. A company was supplying the custard pies. I believe there was 15,000 of them that were used over the course of a five-day shoot. The film itself is about 20...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Hesitation.
No, he didn't hesitate. He repeated the word film, and that's why he paused.
Did he paused, it's surely that must be a hesitation.
All right, Derek, I think I've tripped myself up out of my own mouth, so there we are.
So through your stupidity, I've lost a point. This is a handicap for all of us, isn't it?
And occasionally through my stupidity, you've gained points. 5 seconds for you, Derek, on custard pie humour, starting now.
Laurel and Hardy were acknowledged to be the great exponents of custard pie humour.
When Jane blows her whistle, it tells us that 60 seconds are up, and whoever is speaking that moment gains an extra point. It was Derek Nimmo, who, of course, is in the lead. Paul, the subject now is fluffing. Would you talk on fluffing in 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
Before I had a compact disc collection, I used to collect... I could have said collect. I was going to try and...
Derek, you challenge.
Yes.
56 seconds are left. Fluffing's with you, Derek, starting now.
My introduction to fluffing was at Elia Station in the Grampians in Western Australia, where during the time of the shearing...
Paul Merton challenge.
Slight hesitation.
A slight hesitation, enough to grant you a point on the subject. Paul, and 48 seconds on fluffing, starting now.
I would take the gramophone needle and remove the fluff that had been collected on it from playing the records, of course.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Repetition of record.
Yeah, I said records that time.
I believe you did. You're quite
did.
Right. Yes, I did. Sorry,
I see
I
what
paused.
You mean about that stupidity. It sort of evens out, doesn't it?
No, I did a quick rerun in my brain of the whole of the show.
You
and,
did you?
Yes.
Was there room for it? No.
40 seconds for you, Paul, on fluffing, starting now.
I have never fluffed a line in public. That's not quite true. I have fluffed several lines in public.
Richard Morton, you've got in.
I've worked with Paul for a long time, and you've fluffed more lines than you ever got right, I think, Paul, to be fair. Yes.
Richard, whatever the challenge, I would have granted it to you, because it's nice to hear from you.
Good, because I was too scared to interrupt, really, for a minute there.
The subject is fluffing. There are 35 seconds left. Now, get ready for
it, Richard. Ready.
Yes. And you start now.
Fluffing is, of course, the activity that's removing tiny little bits of fluff from your navel. And although this isn't a particularly polite thing to use in conversation as such, it is the form of taking one's forefinger and thumb and removing, and I think you all know what I'm talking about, removing tiny little bits of unwanted thread or little bits of unwanted fluff, and that's...
Paul Merton Challenge.
Repetition of unwanted.
Yes, and everything else, actually. I have to mention that because I sometimes I get letters saying, why didn't you hold him up for that and put him right? I don't know what I should have done, but anyway, because they obviously don't understand the game. That it's taken me 26 years, and I hope this will all be cut because it's an absolute drivel.
It never has been cut in the past.
What, another to give... Peter, you pressed your buzzer and you walked across the room. What was the problem?
Well, I've pressed it several times and you don't seem to register it.
I don't do it with me registering it. I have a panel in front of me, and the first person to press their buzzer, even if they're a fraction of a second ahead of the others, the light comes up according
well,
to that.
Perhaps I'm a fraction of a second behind.
Exactly, yes.
Could be, yes.
Paul, you got in with the correct challenge, and 17 seconds are left on fluffing, starting now.
The disc jockey Alan Freeman, who recently retired, was nicknamed Fluff. When he appeared on radio, if you can do such...
Derek Nimmo, chance.
Deviation, you can't appear on radio.
I was about to say, if you can do such a thing.
But you didn't.
I would have done if you hadn't have buzzed. But I'm appearing on radio
tonight. I think, colloquially speaking, one does talk about a radio appearance.
And you can, of course, disappear on radio.
Paul, you have the benefit of the doubt. You have 9 seconds, fluffing starting now.
One of the things I like to do on a weekend is to get the old laundry basket out. I wonder why I said it like that.
Richard,
I think that was hesitation on
yes, it was, yes.
Because I don't know anyone
he
with a
laundry basket. Richard, you very cleverly, because you haven't played the game before, got in with only 2 seconds to go.
Okay.
So don't put an in before you start, because otherwise, eventually they will pick you up in it. And the subject
don't
is stuffing.
So patronising. Come on. Yeah.
It may sound patronising, but actually it's genuinely from the heart to help someone who hasn't played it before. And Richard, you appreciate that, don't you?
You're lovely, Nicholas, thank
you. Yes, there we are. When you smile at that, Richard, don't worry me. Now listen, there's 2 seconds to go, starting now.
Interestingly enough.
And there we are.
He didn't say And it was hesitation.
No. And you still have 2 seconds on fluffing, starting now.
Interestingly enough that Paul should mention...
Well, Richard Morton was then speaking when the whistle went, so he gained the extra point that time. Peter Jones, who thinks his buzzer isn't working, hasn't scored yet, but... Richard, we'd like to hear from you. Would you take the next round?
Yeah.
And I think it's been chosen specially for you. It is Newcastle. Okay. Will you tell us something about that delightful part of our country, starting now?
Yes, I'd be most happy to talk about the subject of Newcastle, as that is my hometown and therefore a place close to Richard Morton's heart, where we love...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Hesitation,
51 seconds. Please tell us something about Newcastle, starting now.
My favourite Newcastle is Châteauneuf-du-Pape.
Deviation, because we pronounce it Newcastle.
Yes, but actually, Richard, I think he was about to talk about a different Newcastle.
Oh, quite right, then. Forgive
me, afraid
Derek.
It was an incorrect challenge. 48 seconds for you, Derek, to continue on Newcastle starting
which
now.
Which was founded by Pope Clement in the 14th century when they actually moved to Avignon. But, of course, talking about new...
Peter Jones a challenge.
A deviation. He's talking about a chateau, not a castle, let alone Newcastle. Well, you don't say ninth castle of the Pope, do you? If you want to drink some...
What an interesting discussion! Peter, you've got the subject.
Oh,
and
good.
You have 41 seconds to tell us something about Newcastle, starting now.
Last time I was in Newcastle, an elderly man recognised me in the street, and he couldn't understand why I was there. I explained that I was at the theatre, but he'd never heard of it. All the years of his life, he'd lived there and never attended this wonderful playhouse that's in Newcastle.
Derek, no more challenge.
Hesitation.
There was a hesitation, there was a nerve. Derek, you've got back in with 24 seconds to go. Paul has challenged.
I didn't.
Well, you pressed your buzzer,
did
Paul.
Did I?
Sorry. There you are, you see. There's somebody who's been tampering with these.
Derek, yes, you're in on the 24 seconds, Newcastle, starting now.
My favourite church in Newcastle is St Nicholas.
Paul, to challenge.
It's a repetition of favourite.
Yes, because you talked about your favourite before, that's right. Well, listen, Paul. 22 seconds on Newcastle, Paul, starting now.
During the making of Robin Hood in 1922, Douglas Fairbanks was shown the new castle that would be the prop for the film. At first, he was astonished by the sheer size of it.
The Eric Nimmo challenge.
It was 1923.
Paul, the audience have given you the benefit of the doubt and they have 9 seconds for you to continue on. Newcastle starting now.
He was worried that his acrobatics would be dwarfed by this huge structure. He said, this is a massive erection in front of me. And they...
Well, once again, Paul Merton was speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point. And, Peter, your turn to begin. The subject, the council. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
What a rotten subject. The council, I mean, what kind of council are you talking about? Or am I supposed to be talking about? The council.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Well, repetition of talking, for a start.
Yes, for a start. Hesitation, yes. 53 seconds for Derek Nimmo on the council, starting now.
Well, I suppose the council, as far as I am concerned, is the council of the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea, where I am happy enough to live, where the refuse collection is splendid, and the streets are well cleaned, there are flowers on the lamppost, and we have a awfully nice lady mayor who's called Miss Elizabeth Christmas, which is all... the festive at certain times of the year. It's the second time, actually, on these wonderful things on council.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, a repetition of time. Not that I want to talk about it.
But you've got the subject and a point, of course, for a correct challenge, and you've got 30 seconds to try and talk on the council, starting now.
Well, it's very interesting to hear that in Kensington they've got such a good refuse collection. I wonder if they collect bottles as well, and newspapers, and generally behave in an ecologically correct
Paul Merton
manner.
Challenge.
This is deviation, though. It's all about collecting waste.
That's right, Paul. This is deviation. We've got away from the council. Now, you never mentioned the word council. You
went subject. I don't have to mention the name of the subject every time
No, you started
You're supposed to know the subject, Nicholas, you said.
Peter, yes. I've got to be fair.
They all know what I'm talking about.
They know what the subject... What's the subject?
But Peter, I have to be fair within the rules of just a minute, and you started off talking about refuse collection.
Well, I think you are being very unfair. I think you've been... I think you've been got at by somebody's agent.
Oh, well, it hasn't been worthwhile if it's true.
It's terrible.
Paul Merton, correct challenge, 19 seconds, the council starting now.
Julian Clary used to have this line in his act, who cuts your hair, is it the council? It wasn't a particularly original observation of his. I think he got it out of a book called 2001 Quips for the Price of a Fiver. I worked for the council myself in the early 1980s, and it was my job to go round...
Right, Paul Merton has increased his lead at the end of that round, and it's his turn to begin. And what a subject, getting round Nicholas. He doesn't usually get round me, he just comes straight out and punches me between the teeth with his remark. Getting round Nicholas, Paul, starting now.
I find that a quick £50 note in the back pocket before I record in just a minute means that the majority of decisions come my way. If Peter Jones knew this, he would, I'm sure, indulge in this financial activity. Nicholas is probably one of the most corrupt broadcasters this country has seen since the days of Lord Hawhorn. I know it's repetition, but I don't care.
I resent that round of applause that being compared to Lord Oh, I've never seen such a big smile on your face for a long time. But Derek, you challenge first.
And, repetition of haw-haw.
And 38 seconds. Getting round Nicholas, starting now.
Well, of course, 26 years ago, it was much easier to get around Nicholas with a tape measure because his waist was very much narrower and his chest less flabby. He, that time, hadn't developed the huge pot belly which he now thrusts on top of the table when adjudicating at just a minute.
Richard, you challenge. Deviation?
Yes. Yes, quite right, Nicholas.
Well, quite right. I haven't got a pot belly, have I?
No, indeed. No, I was just thinking, getting around Nicholas must be what I have to do now to get back in the game.
The image they've got of Lord Haw-Haw with a pot belly.
It's not far from the truth. I'd pick
anyway,
you out of the crowd.
So you've got him with a correct challenge. 21 seconds on getting round Nicholas, starting now.
Before I did this show, I had no idea I'd have to be such a creepy little crawler in order to get back on the programme and give Nicholas my dashing smile in order to make him like me.
Daring challenge.
Well, he just sort of stopped, didn't he? Right?
Because it was a shameful thing to say, and I was ashamed.
You'd said enough.
Derek, you've got in with 11 seconds to go on getting round Nicholas, starting now.
I find the best way to get round Nicholas is to be frightfully nice to his current mistress. She's a rather nice elderly woman who lives down in Wiltshire. And I take her knitting and bananas and the occasional orange. And she's awfully good to the old fellow. She really is. And that's why I think getting round Nicholas is...
Yeah, I resent being called Nicholas's mistress, thank you. You give a guy one smile.
Yes. Absolutely. 3 seconds to go. Getting round Nicholas, starting now.
I once met Nicholas...
Peter Jones' challenge.
Hesitation.
I didn't start soon enough.
I'm only tempted to give it to you. I want to know what you're going to say about Nicholas. That was all.
Well, I know. I've only got 2 seconds.
Let Richard finish and then hear what you've got to say. So, Richard, we've got 2 seconds to go. Another point to you. Getting round Nicholas, starting now.
What a charming and generous man, Nicholas Parton.
Richard was then speaking as Whistlewind, got an extra point. And Peter, what were you going to say if you'd had the correct challenge?
If you'd like, I can give a quite long and detailed description of your life in Malaysia, for instance, where you had that unfortunate experience, which I managed to help you out of. But I don't want to boast about saving your life in anything. Something I've actually regretted ever since.
Richard Morton, it's your turn to begin. The subject, weight. Will you tell us something about that? You can talk about your slim figure or mine, whichever you prefer. And we've got 60 seconds starting now.
Weight. Well, as anyone can see, I don't weigh very much. I think slim would be a very polite euphemism for it. Skinny would be the real word I would use for it. Whereas, in fact, heavy would be a word perhaps people might unkind.
Derek challenged.
I've just a word.
48 seconds, looks Derek, easy, for you to tell easy. Us something about weight, starting now.
At Christmas time, the weights come round singing carols like Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen. And God rest ye, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. And when the ground is covered with water and the rain is pouring down and the weights appear, you're suddenly filled...
Paul Merton has challenged.
Repetition of weights.
Yes.
Well, what's the subject?
Subject's weight.
The subject's weight. And you said weights.
Oh.
Yes. So, Paul, you've got in very cleverly with 30 seconds to go and tell us something about weight starting now.
I like to be fairly punctual when I go to meet people. I don't like to wait that much.
Derek, no more challenge.
Revision of like.
So Derek's got back with a sharp challenge, 24 seconds. Weight starting now.
There are 16 ounces in 1 pound and 2,200
Peter Jones, you challenge.
Well, there aren't two. More than that.
Yes. 20 seconds for you, Peter, to tell us something about weight starting now.
People seem to be obsessed with weight, and practically everybody you meet is on a diet. And considering there's so many people in the world starving to death, it does seem rather ironic. It's a pity that the world can't be organised in such a way that the people who are trying to lose
Richard,
weight...
Richard, you challenge.
Repetition of the word people.
6 seconds for you, Richard, on weight starting now.
I was taking a breath. That was a breath.
Breathing, I think.
Breathing, he was breathing.
Hesitation.
A beginner's allowed to breathe a bit more than others.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Does that include scuba diving?
No, I'm just saying that.
I can't let you get away with it again.
All right, that's the last time I'll take a breath, thanks.
5 seconds starting now.
Everything comes to he who waits, that's a famous saying, and only tonight I was standing outside the...
Paul's button challenge.
What? Just anything.
Just anything, really. I didn't like the way you said that.
That's not fair.
I think he's breathing from his normal delivery for a newcomer. I didn't like he was exhaling at a rapid rate.
I know, yes. You've got 2 seconds to go on weight, starting now.
Throwing one's weight around is a phrase that comes...
Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject is making dough. Will you tell us something about that subject, starting now?
Well, if you put some flour and water together and knead it, and don't cook it indeed, then that becomes dough. I suppose colloquially, the expression is used to make a lot of money. It's an Americanism on those foul words that come out of New York and places like that. I don't like the idea of making dough. It's when those letters arrive for you and say, this letter has gone 3 times round the world.
Richard
Chapman. Repetition of the word letter.
Yes, 36 seconds are left for making dough, starting now.
When you think of making...
Paul Merton challenge.
Deviation, he breathed a lot quicker that time. He's not breathing like a newcomer.
All right, show how generous I can be. Give Paul a bonus point, but Richard keeps the subject. 35 seconds left. Making dough, Richard, starting now.
Making dough makes you instantly think of making. I'm doing it now. He's making me breathe funny.
Yes. Peter, your light came on first.
Did it?
Yes. What's your challenge?
Making.
Yes, you're quite right. You're well spotted, yes. Peter. You have 31 seconds to tell us something about making dough, starting now.
It's a very interesting substance, dough, because you can make it into fettuccine, spaghetti, or pasta, practically any kind, and doughnuts. And if you add the right things to it, additives like fruit and nuts, you can make it into quite a nice...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
You can make.
You were making too much there, Peter.
Oh, yes, sorry.
So Derek's got him in 13 seconds on making dough, starting now.
They say that this...
And Peter Jones' challenge.
Slow off the mark, I thought.
Yes. Hesitation, yes.
What?
12 seconds for you, Peter, on making dough, starting now.
Then you have to let it rise in a warm atmosphere. An airing cupboard is often quite a good place to put this stuff. And then, when it's risen, and about twice the size...
What's the matter?
Paul challenged just before the whistle went. Paul, what was it?
I was going to say hesitation.
No, I think so. Another point to Peter. You've got half a second on making dough, Peter, starting now.
And then it's ready.
Well, a very fair contest this week. Peter Jones is speaking of the whistle wing. Got a lot of points in that round. He's still in fourth place, but he's only 3 points behind equal leaders, Derek, Paul and Richard. Peter, your turn to begin. The subject, complaints. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
I guess the complaints department in big stores is probably their busiest section because there are so many things that go wrong and people have so many complaints to make, though I must admit the British are rather reticent.
Paul Merton challenge.
Repetition of many.
Paul, you've got in with 45 seconds on complaints, starting now.
The audience here complain every week when Just a Minute is recorded in front of them. Why is Nicholas Parsons hosting this show? He can barely string a sentence together. It's difficult for the others. They're talking off the top of their head, but all he has to do is...
Richard, you challenged again. I quite agree, Richard.
Very cool.
No, I think that's one you ought to put to the audience.
Yeah. All right, I will if you like. If you agree with Paul, you all shout for Paul now, right? Yay! If you disagree with Paul and agree with me, you all shout for me.
You've got relatives in, I say.
Thank you, fan club. Right, Richard, you have 27 seconds on complaints. Starting now.
Breathing complaints is an affliction I didn't think I suffered from until very recently. This can come in many forms, of course, some sort of respiratory or lung disorder, something to do with the throat or perhaps even the mouth. Taking air in one's nostrils and then speaking is a perfectly normal way of acting in a quiz show, except Paul Merton seems to find this quite extraordinary. Every time I open my mouth, he finds it to...
Paul Merton has challenged.
Repetition of mouth.
Yes, you've opened your mouth a bit too much. I'm sorry, Richard.
A bit mouthy.
Paul, you have a correct
challenge. All the way through.
And you've got him with 5 seconds to go on complaints, starting now.
When I went to school, I used to complain about the amount of homework that I had.
Derek, no more challenge.
Repetition of complain.
You did complain when you were talking previously.
Did I?
Yes. So you've got him with half a second on complaints, Derek, starting now.
I've got very nasty complaints. I've got a rash underneath my arm.
Well, you took that round at such a speed, we've got time for another one. So it could be anybody's contest, even yours, Peter. And,
It's not going to be Clement Freud, is
no,
it?
No,
it's not. There can't be anybody's.
No, only 3 points to make up, Peter, and you could win. So, Paul, would you take this round? The subject is sharks. There are 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
I suppose the most famous shark, certainly in Hollywood films, is the shark that appeared in the movie Jaws. Made in 1975 by Steven Spielberg, it was considered perhaps one of his greatest works of cinematic art. In this particular film...
He repeated film. Yeah. He packed in, but he did very well.
Just your face, though.
40 anyway, seconds.
It was 77.
40 seconds are left for you, Peter, starting now.
I was reading the other day that sharks are actually a threatened species, or some of them are. And it does seem to me a pity that people are eating them so much all over the world, particularly in Japan. Now, a shark, if you treat him right...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
I don't think it's a pity at all. I'd much rather people were eating them than they were eating us.
Well, that's a matter of opinion, isn't it?
It is a matter of opinion.
Do the Japanese eat us? Have I missed the news?
Peter, 28 seconds on sharks, starting now.
They could be trained to make very good pets for people who like the sea. And they will take some time.
Paul Merton challenge.
Repetition of people.
20 seconds. Paul.
I never listen to myself.
20 seconds are left, starting now.
Apparently, the shark is an extremely well-designed animal and, in fact, could not be improved in any way, apart from the one fact that if it stops swimming, it dies. So it has to go continually forward. Now, this may be a little bit of a disadvantage. You might fancy a rest...
Repetition of the word bee.
B.
Now, this may be a little bit of a disadvantage.
Richard,
yes, it was. I heard him breathing. He went, B.
You got too keen now, I think, Richard.
Oh, dear, all right, then.
But it was a correct challenge, and there's only half a second to go, and it's the last round. So, it's yours. Sharks, Richard, starting now.
Every breath you...
And someone challenge you.
Hesitation.
No, another point to Richard. Off you go again, a quarter of a second.
Everybody, yes! Thanks.
Oh dear, I've been too generous to Richard. Well, that's a very interesting show because Derek Nimmo and Paul Merton were fighting it out neck and neck in the lead for a long time, and then with a little help from the chairman, Richard Morton, who's never played the game, came from nowhere. And has finished up 1 point ahead of all of the others, and he's therefore the winner this week. So all the money that the other three gave me before the show has been utterly useless, as you see. Anyway, we've enjoyed playing Just a Minute. It only remains me to thank our bright and irrepressible panellists, Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones, Paul Merton and Richard Morton, and thank also Jane for keeping the score and blowing her whistle, the creator of the game, that's Ian Messiter, and of course our producer who tries to keep us in order, that is Sarah Smith. And from me, Nicholas Parsons, thank you for tuning in. Hope you're with us next time we play Just a Minute. Till then, from all of us, goodbye.